was a fart. You know what?
I know it was. I heard
Well,
it
sound wet.
loud and clear. Is more gonna come when you're sitting here?
Think so.
Great.
Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Luke's and I here to do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing. And this is our last episode before our live show. It is a week from today. When we record this, it's a week from today. It'll be 2 days from when this comes out. I think we're at 30 people right now.
That's pretty good.
Which is great.
Actually, that's
which is
really
fantastic.
Great.
I'm waiting to hear back from the venue about a few questions. I emailed them this morning. But I'm excited. I'm just very excited for it.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I think like I'm going to be horrible to be around until we're on stage. I'm just letting you know that now.
You're going to be like nervous?
I'm going to be nervous. I'm going to be on edge. I'm going to be
you're like, this
I'm
isn't
be
right.
Snippy.
Like, this isn't
yeah.
Right.
It's I'm letting you know now.
Okay. No, that's good.
I will be a pain to be around but until we're on stage.
I will fuck with you.
I know.
A little bit.
That's why I'm telling you now.
So do you want me to not? I can pull back.
I prefer you to not.
Okay, I'll pull back.
But I know that that's not how you operate.
I can operate differently.
I don't know about that.
For my boy.
I don't know about that.
My boy's going through a lot.
I am going through a lot.
So I think I could be nicer. I could be nicer.
Well, again, once I'm on stage.
Then I can fuck
Then
with
it's
you.
Like, all right, there can't be nerves anymore.
You're not allowed to have nerves.
Yeah.
It's happening.
The nerves are up until you get... It's like you're nervous until the very tipping point of the roller coaster. And once you're going down, you're not nervous anymore. You're focused on the ride.
Yeah. See, that's nice. See, I'm the opposite.
Mm.
I think with stage stuff, I think I'm going to get nervous. I think I'm going to be fine. And then we get up there and be like, I've never talked in front of this many people before.
Yeah. Yeah. It is
Which
weird.
Is true.
I've never like spoken like outside of high school theater.
Yeah.
And like presentations in class. Like I don't speak. I'll sing, but I haven't like
speeches.
Yeah. And people can heckle us.
Yeah. So, God, I hope they do. I will fold under their pressure and I think it'll be very funny.
I want people to heckle so bad. Like I want to practice.
I need the
practice.
I want
some wit. I want to just come up with some things and really get in there. But yeah, we have our live show.
We do have our
so
live
if
show.
You have not RSVP'd yet, please do. And if you don't RSVP, guess what? You can still show up. It's free. Show up. If we're at 30, that means there's still 30 seats available. So the max capacity is 30. Please bring your friends. If you have RSVP'd and you're like, oh, I already RSVP'd for two people, but I have two other friends that want to go, bring them. I don't care. Bring them. There's no like assigned seating when you get in there. It's just for us to let the venue know how many people are going to show up. So,
or if you're looking for something to do before you do a different thing.
Right. It's a seven.
Swing by.
You have your whole night afterward. It's an hour.
Swing by.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Hang out for a little while. You know, it's fall weather now. Wear a nice flannel. Wear a nice long sleeve shirt. Maybe a jacket, a light jacket.
We love a light jacket.
And come to the show. And I promise you, you'll be comfortable and you will have a good laugh. I promise you, you'll laugh at least once. I can promise that. You'll laugh at least once.
If not with us, then at us.
Right, right. And that's fine,
I'm
too.
I'm positive about that.
Either way, you're there. And that's all that matters to me. So
thank you.
Need you
Thank
there.
You.
But Lucas, I have a question. I don't know if you've seen in the news, but there's been a lot of, not drama, but a lot of things going on with Taylor Swift and football player Travis Kelce.
The Chiefs, right?
Yes, he plays for the Chiefs.
I saw one
so
tweet.
There's been a whole thing of like, are they dating? Are they not dating? We don't know. She was at the game on Sunday. He invited her to the game. She did. She sat with his mom in their box. And like,
oh, shit.
I was like, oh, maybe they're dating. And I don't think that they're dating. If they are, they're taking it very slow because they left together. They said they had dinner and then it was just like very nice. So I think they're trying to keep it as like, we're just maybe seeing each other. But we're not like dating.
Oh, okay. So they're hooking up.
Maybe. Who knows?
What else are they doing? Like, what's like, come maybe. On. Like, why, what business do
she
either
met the mom.
Of them? She met the mom.
Yeah.
What business do either of them have together otherwise?
That's true. Literally none.
Literally no
Literally
reason.
None. I think it's just because he said something like on his like, in his interview or something, he said, like he had gone to her show and was going to like give her one of the bracelets that they make at the Taylor shows. And like, he was like shooting his shot, I guess. So who knows? Maybe they are shooting it. But
he caused some eyes.
It caused massive, it just like, it was like a war.
What?
Online, because it's two groups of people that don't interact. Swifties and football fans.
That is
weird.
And
they were getting angry with each other because the Swifties were like, Travis Kelce is like a jock who sucks and like he's a weird, like he's the worst and he plays football. Football sucks. And then all the football fans are like, fuck you. Like football's the best. And it, like, how, you know, shit, everyone's saying like, who the fuck is Travis Kelce? Like, he's not even close to the level of Taylor Swift. And they're like, yes, he is. In the football world, he's like number two. He's like freaking out.
Is he that big?
He is pretty big. He's 2-time Super Bowl champion. They won this past year.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, he's,
but that doesn't
he's
mean
probably,
anything.
He's considered to be like one of the best tight ends of all time already.
Wow. Wow.
But so here's the question that has been passed around. Right. Mm-hmm. Because the biggest question is Taylor Swift like, is, I guess the question is Travis Kelce like on the same level as Taylor Swift?
No,
that has been the question. I disagree. But here's the main thing. There's been a secondary question that has come out of this that you're going to hate. But it was funny to see all the responses because it's very torn down the middle.
OK,
what is more culturally relevant in the United States, football or music?
Culturally relevant.
Like, what holds people together?
Holds people together or is more relevant culturally?
I guess both. That was the question.
I think they're different. I think they're different because I think...
I'm guessing culturally relevant then.
Okay, culturally relevant, I have to go with music. Mm. And here's why.
Okay.
Everyone listens to music.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone watches football.
Right. I agree.
I think that's it. I think that's all there is to it. That's the whole argument.
I agree.
But
play devil's advocate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a lot of people were saying that there's no one day dedicated to music. There is a whole day dedicated to football every week. Just Sunday from noon to midnight. It's football.
It is. It's like a holiday.
And like people, and like there's a whole, there was one argument that said, we have the Super Bowl, where we give music a little tiny bit of it to make them happy.
See, that's funny. That's funny. No, that's really funny.
Because I've never really thought about how this is the divider. They do the halftime show to get people who won't watch the game to watch the game.
And see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
so like there's so many people who listen to music that don't
watch football. That now are watched, that are made to watch football. So clearly the music is more relevant because it's like you never have a football game in the middle of a concert.
True. And now I do know people that hate the halftime shows. They're like, take them out. I don't want to listen to music while I'm watching.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Very anti.
See, yeah. I guess that's wild for me because it's the only reason, not the only, it was one of the reasons I will watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's because there's a halftime show.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Okay. Here's my next argument.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
I'll devil advocate for your advocation of the devil.
Okay.
I lost it. Where did it go? No, I got it. Sometimes I got it. Hold on. Hold on. I got it. Think about this. Russia presses the button. Okay. The United States goes up in flames. Mm. World War III happens and is over in 2 seconds.
Okay.
Are we going to play football after the world's been destroyed? Are we going to... Think about it. If the country goes to shit, are we still going to be playing football?
Are they going to be playing anything?
No, but people will still sing. People will sing. People sing in times of tragedy. They don't play football.
That's true.
Football will be forgotten. That's my, and in 1,000 years, people will no longer play football.
You're probably right.
Or maybe they'll forget about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think people are always going to sing. Hmm. Make some sort of music.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
I think that makes it more culturally relevant. We've had music since as long as we can remember. We've had football for like 150 years, 100 years. Yeah.
Not even. Yeah. Wow.
That's my thought.
Very interesting. But yeah, I was listening to like different arguments about it. And I was like, man, I know like how important football is to people who watch
it's
football.
It's very important. It's their whole lives.
But the majority of those people also every day listen to music. And when you're watching football, music is playing. When you're at a game, they play music.
They have music.
It's just very interesting. Very interesting.
I think football could exist without music.
Yeah, I agree. Also, doesn't football is what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6.5 months of the year.
Yeah, it's only half.
Music's always. Music. Always, every day, all day.
It never stops.
Never stops.
I think it has
to be. Can't stop the beat.
But let's reel it back a bit, baby. Let's reel it back. Okay. You think this guy is on the same level as Taylor Swift?
No, but I don't think so. But from a football fan perspective, yeah. They would equate that.
Okay, so we're in football, he is the same status as Taylor Swift is
right.
In music.
Right.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I think beyond music or football, I feel like Taylor Swift is way bigger.
For sure. There's no doubt.
Yeah, okay.
And everyone was like, people were like, hey, Taylor Swift fans, where does she play her shows? Football stadiums. I was like, okay.
Maybe.
They both use the same places. I don't know. It's very, very interesting. Very interesting.
She plays a lot more stadium shows than he plays football games. He gets like 12 in a year?
No, usually 17.
He gets 17 in a year?
17 plus playoffs.
She does that in a month.
I don't think she does that in a month. Does she do 17 in a month? That's crazy.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Damn.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but I know for sure.
Oh, for sure. I don't know, but for sure.
But for sure.
Yeah. It's one of the very few times in internet history where there are two groups of people.
You're
that
right.
Never interact.
This is wild.
Going at it.
This is, you know what?
And they're both crazy, by the way.
They are both
Swifties
crazy.
And football fans, equal level of crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I think that's the biggest takeaway here is we brought two equally crazy like fans together who should never have interacted.
Right.
This is like,
it's like watching Trump and like Kim Jong-un duke it out.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know who I'm rooting for. if I had to pick somebody.
If I had to pick somebody. However.
I'm
watching the whole thing.
I'm not stopping anything.
Leaving it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's I'm not hilarious. Getting in the middle.
No.
Grabbing a thing of popcorn.
Yeah, it's hilarious that like, They're going at it. Why are Swifties and football fans?
Ooh, okay, here's a theory. How many relationships do you think develop out of this like clash? Like football guys getting with Swifties? I think very few, but I think there are going to be some.
Yeah,
there has to be a couple, right? Like we met on Twitter during the football Swiftie
like the
fight.
Baby boom had the war, and then like the next baby boom is going to be because of this. Because
of this event.
It's the most culturally like
significant
shell shock moment. Yeah. Since World War II, Travis Kelce dating Taylor Swift, maybe. It's crazy. It's so funny.
The 2023 will be remembered for its baby boom.
Yep.
Due to the football Zoom.
Sure.
Didn't make any sense.
Yeah, sure.
But who's heard they announced the halftime show?
They have, yes.
It's a guy who works at a movie theater? What's going on?
Yeah, it's a guy who works, actually. He does weddings.
He does do that's I was he yeah. does do weddings too.
Usher. Yeah, man.
Does he go, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
That's him.
That's him?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know about him. The other like 2 weeks ago, before this news came out, by the way, I'm psychic. I texted Aaron, I'm like, do you like Usher? And you were very intrigued as to why I wanted to know that.
Well, yeah,
it made you a little upset, I think.
Yeah, I
couldn't believe it.
Why? Because that's the most random question that I've ever heard. I like Usher, but I'm not like, I really haven't listened to him in years. He was like a middle school. So I was like, I don't.
You're taking it so seriously.
Well, because I was
it's
like,
so
what do you
funny.
Mean?
Like,
what do you mean?
You're like,
it was the most random out of nowhere question. Because I know you,
you're a little. I don't.
I know
like
you judge my
offended.
Music taste a little bit. So I'm had to.
You think I judge?
A little bit.
I don't judge.
Of my music taste?
I don't judge.
You do a little bit.
What? How?
You
in
definitely do a little
bit. In what way? You think I'm a little snobby about your music?
I think you're a little bit. I think you, a little bit.
Okay,
I think you have a little bit of that, like...
The indie rock
town
snob?
Boy listens to only rock.
Well, okay, I'll pause on that. Rock people are snobby.
Yeah.
They are the jazz people of now. Jazz people are to rock people what rock people are to everybody else.
Right.
You guys need to get over yourselves. It's not better. Coming back,
mm-hmm.
you know what? I probably do exude a little bit of that because that's where I came from.
Right.
When I was in high school, I hated all of the music you like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But you've introduced me to some great artists. Phil Collins.
Mm.
Usher.
I don't get it. I don't get it because Usher, he's good, but he's like not relevant anymore. So that's why I was like so stunned.
Well, JT, I mean, wouldn't really call him relevant.
He is relevant because NSYNC is back.
Okay, that's a good point. Actually, that's a really good point.
He has Trolls 3 coming out. How much more relevant could you be?
The greatest movie of 2023. Dude, think about this. Trolls 3 is coming out and they don't need to pair it up with another movie like Oppenheimer and Barbie.
Right, right. It's a standalone.
It
can do everything that you want it to do.
Trolls 3. Like, yeah. You hear that and you go, that's a box office smash hit.
Right, right. However, you do know that because you're psychic, you now have to like start predicting all of the halftime shows.
Challenge accepted.
It's just,
I will do that.
I expect it. And I'm going to keep a tab like, oh, you're 1-0.
Next year? You want to next year?
Right.
Okay, hold on. Within the next 5 years, Miley Cyrus will perform.
Okay.
Next year, I'm feeling old white dude.
Okay.
I'm gonna put my...
Like a classic rock kind of guy?
Like...
Or like a Phil Collins.
Like a Phil Collins. Mm. Perhaps Phil Collins.
Maybe.
You know what? I'm going to go Phil Collins.
Okay. That'd be fun. I don't know if he would do it.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's alive. No idea. I think he retired from touring, but I think that's the perfect time to do that.
That would be the perfect time to bring back the Phil.
Yeah. I don't know if he would do it, though.
I also don't think he would.
Like,
Genesis. They bring back Genesis.
I don't know how many, like, British people are doing the halftime shows.
Oh, yeah. It is usually Americans. What about, like, Adele?
Adele's also British.
I know, but I feel like she could do it.
No, you think that they're going to, for a football game, do like her singing Hello for 20 minutes?
No. No.
She has bangers.
She's got
some
sad songs.
But they're all really sad.
Okay, fine. You wanted me to predict stuff, and you didn't like my predictions. That's fine.
Well, okay, all right. Well, we'll see. Maybe you're right.
Well, congratulations, Usher is playing.
Yeah, Usher's
playing.
How big
of a fan you are?
I'm not. Okay. Usher's playing. It'll be fine. That's all I have to say.
I didn't make a thing. You made it a thing.
It's going to be fine. He's going to play DJ's Got Us Falling in Love now. However, if he brings up Pitbull
would be a lot of fun.
I would lose it because it'd be hilarious.
Pitbull's next year.
If he brings out Mr. Worldwide, God, game over.
That's all I know about Pitbull. I know nothing about... I don't think I know any of his songs.
You do, for sure.
You
went to high school while his songs were popular.
I didn't go to any parties.
You never went to a dance?
A prom? Well, I guess I did. You think he played at those proms?
No, you probably know Feel This Moment.
Feel This Moment. Mr. Worldwide.
Nope.
That's not it.
Wrong.
Okay. Well, then I guess I don't know him.
You know that song? I knew my rent was going to be paid up about a week ago.
No.
I worked my ass off. I still can't pay
though. No. That's really
good. Song?
You should make that a song.
If I played you a Pitbull song, actually, now I want to.
We're going
to do a video where I play you a Pitbull song and see if you fucking know what it is, because there's no way you don't know any of them.
I've done challenges like this and embarrassed myself quite a few times.
Wow.
That's the thing, Aaron. I think my rock snobbery has put me quite behind on new music or any music in general.
Put you behind?
Behind. Like, I feel like I have a very specific knowledge of like old music, and
right.
I don't know how much good it does me.
Mm.
I think I very much felt disconnected from my fellow peers.
Right. Which is fair.
I mean, that lines up with me.
You should have.
Have you ever noticed that people walking by on the street across from us will take pictures of the apartment next to ours?
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know.
I see him taking pictures of the mural.
So I see the mural a lot, but then
wait, which side? That one?
They'll do this apartment right here.
Oh, are they taking the picture of the thing that takes pictures of us?
I think that's another one down. Because I hate that one. I hate
you
that one.
Flashed every time.
Every time I come home.
Yeah.
And I always get the building wrong. I flip one of them off and I go, gotcha. Then I keep walking and then I get flashed. I'm like, well.
Now you look like you flicked off someone who's kind.
Now somebody who's kind just got hurt real bad.
Probably a Puerto Rican family.
Most likely in this neighborhood.
And they could give us food at some point and now they're not gonna because you've flicked them off.
Well, as long as it's not that guy who sells the sausages, I'm okay.
No, those were
really good.
Delicious. They ruined me.
Yeah, you had a tough time.
I mean, ruined.
Like,
let me say it again. Ruined me.
But how good were they in the moment?
So good.
They were the best thing you've ever had. I watched you and I watched myself eat, hound down these sausages like a pack of feral pigs.
Destroyed those sausages. And they were long.
They were long. Difficult to chew. Harder to swallow.
Yep.
And they tasted like heaven. They tasted like honey dripping from the eyes of a large bee, probably 7 foot tall, named Jerry. Mm-hmm. And we drank it. Now, here's my thought, is the people taking, I've thought about this, the people taking the pictures mm-hmm. of the apartment next to us, mm-hmm. I always look at them and I make like this face. I'm like, what are they doing? And I realized I'm probably in all of those pictures. I'm probably in a lot of those pictures doing this. And a lot of people have that same picture. They have the exact same picture with the same dumbass looking goofball. Why?
Do you think that
why though?
Do you think that they're taking the photos? This is what I think. They're taking the photos to be like, oh, we might live here. And then you scare them away.
Like, and that's why
it's this creep.
That's why they won't move in.
Yeah. So that's why more people keep coming to take pictures because they're, hey, don't look at this house. It's a creep. He stares at you.
Why does that guy have his shirt off? Oh God. What's that in his mouth?
Oh, God, what is that?
That is a terrifying looking man. I would scare off most people, I think.
I would scare
off myself. I know I'd scare you off.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
When I met you.
Yeah.
And I reeled you right in.
Yeah. You did scare
You're welcome. I scared, did I tell you this? I scared Cassie really bad. Did I say this the other day?
What do you mean?
Like I scared her so, I surprised her.
Oh, you told me. Yep.
I said this on the pod.
I don't think so. No,
it was so funny. It was so mean. It was probably the meanest thing I've ever done to her.
You're watching a scary film, right?
Yeah, we were watching The Babadook.
A horror film.
She's like, I have to go to the bathroom. I was like, okay, I'll pause it. Then I snuck up to where the bathroom was.
Yeah, this is diabolical. This is a very rare time. I am 100% on Cassie's side. I would have beat the shit out of you.
She was so mad. She was mad for like an hour.
Yeah.
I got up on this like crate that they have like just behind the bathroom. Like when she leaves the bathroom, she's going to go left and I'm to the right.
Right.
So she leaves the bathroom and I'm up like this, like a marionette.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she walks out and she can see me from the corner of her eye because I'm right behind her. She turns around, screams as loud as I've ever heard anybody scream. I didn't know she could scream. She gave one of those like girls.
You
know what I mean?
Ones that we can't physically
do. We physically can't make those screams. Yeah. And I went, I got a little scared. And then she starts running. She ran all the way back to the movie. And then and I came out laughing really at her. I ran after her laughing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. She's like, you're so mean.
That is, I would have beat the shit out of you. I'm not kidding. Yeah, I would have punched. My fight or flight would have come out and I am fight.
You were way bigger than me. So I don't think that would be good for me.
Bad.
I'm short in comparison.
It'd be bad.
To you would roundhouse knock me out with your pinky finger.
Yes.
That would hurt. That's why I don't scare you more. I scared Aaron one time. I was underneath his desk when he walked back in from the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get to me. That's why I think it was good for me.
Yeah. Well, also, I was like, I remember you scared me, but I didn't like react really. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here.
You just went, what? And you'd been in the room for like a minute or two already.
Yeah. I was like, thank God I didn't just like start talking to myself like I normally do.
You talk to yourself?
Always.
I also talk to my. I call myself we.
You look at yourself and you say, or when you're just speaking out loud, you say we. Like, we got to do this.
Yeah. Yep. We're a team up here. All of us.
You don't call yourself by your name?
No, you call yourself by your ego,
yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah, it's like,
Aaron, you need to do
it's
this.
Like, I'm reprimanding myself, yeah.
But see, that's the thing. There's a you, and then there's Aaron. There's two of you. There's you. There's you're talking to Aaron. You say, hey, right. Aaron, you need to do this.
Right.
As if that's not you.
Right, yes.
But you say, I need to do this. You don't say, you say, Aaron, you need to do this. I say, we need to do this. Lucas, we
that
need
makes
to do
it
this.
Feel like
isn't that weirder? It's a little
it makes it feel like for some reason mine doesn't make it feel like there's two people. Yours makes it feels like there's two people.
Yeah, I think I've come to my senses. I've come to realize that if I'm talking to myself as if I'm somebody else, there's two of us,
right?
And we really need to get our shit together.
Hmm.
Or hey, we should. What if we had a soda? You ever that, Aaron? You should get a soda.
A sweet treat.
Yeah.
We should get a sweet treat.
We should get a sweet treat. What does sweet treat mean to you?
What is a sweet treat to me? Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about that.
Yeah.
A sweet treat to me. This is a sweet treat. I'd say ice cream.
Ice cream.
M&Ms. Mainly chocolate, I think. Just like any form of chocolate is a little sweet treat.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything sugary,
yeah.
Like a soda is a sweet treat for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
well, here, a sweet treat is different than a dessert.
Yeah, dessert is like something you have at the end of dinner.
Right.
After dinner.
I think a dessert is cupcake or higher.
Mm.
Like, cupcake or larger, I should say.
Yeah, brownie, dessert.
Brownie's dessert, yeah. Because when you're having brownies, you're not. You're having multiple brownies.
I also think that dessert versus sweet treat depends on the time of day.
Mm.
I think you can have a sweet treat as you have a cupcake as a sweet treat.
Right.
If you're having it in the middle of your work day because you just get really frustrated.
Mm. Right.
You know?
Yes. I
deserve a sweet treat. And you have a cupcake.
And everyone deserves a sweet treat now.
Oh, yeah. We all do.
You need it. You need it or else you can't survive. How are you going to survive if you don't have a sweet treat?
Well, you will die.
You'll die.
You simply will die.
You will simply die.
You will die without your sweet treat.
Well, now is the question that was posed to us is it weird to have a sweet treat in a masculine way? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is. I think it's weird because when I'm eating, for example, a cupcake, if I'm eating a cupcake,
and you're loving it.
I'm gonna be dainty as fuck.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, I've seen you.
Yeah.
You pull off a little piece of paper.
It takes me just as long to peel the cake wrapper off.
As it does to eat it.
As it does to eat it.
Yeah.
And I'm very anti the cupcake sandwich.
What's that?
You know when they pop the bottom off and they put it over the frosting, they make a cupcake sandwich.
I'm with you on the big ones.
Mm.
But if you get those little mini cupcakes, I'm in.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's scenario,
I just
I'm
think
in.
That I just and I'm so careful because I want every little crumb. I want every little piece of that vanilla or chocolate cupcake.
Yeah.
Or red velvet. Oh, if you think I'm dropping a crumb of red velvet on the floor, you're an idiot. Okay. I will not do that.
I don't think I've ever seen you drop a crumb.
No, I rarely do.
You are
It's meant for my stomach. Not the floor.
You are the man from that Christmas story thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a crumb, not even for a mouse. Or, no, you're like the Grinch. Is that what that is? What am I talking about? You know what I'm talking about? And all through the house, not even a crumb, not even a mouse.
Night before, you're combining,
the night before Christmas.
You're combining a night before Christmas with the Grinch, I think.
Right, I think I... Or maybe,
the Grinch is the crumbs. I don't know what... there's something with crumbs.
Something with crumbs with the Grinch.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is.
Oh, not even there's no peeps in the night before Christmas. Not a peep is heard, right? No, am I making
not
that
even
up too?
A crumb is. Yeah, it's not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
That's it, stirring, not peep. Thank
and
you.
And I believe there's some sort of crumbs in the Grinch. Like there's something like Cindy Lou Who follows some.
Yeah, well, when he robs, everyone's house.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
He'll take every last crumb.
Yes. Of everything they have. And his like green fingers like pick it up. I'm talking about the animated one, okay, not the stupid in real person one.
You don't like the Jim Carrey version?
I've actually never seen it.
Never seen.
My mom won't allow us to watch it.
Why not?
Because it's not the original.
Mrs. Fern. We need to have a talk. You have deprived my baby boy of way too much. I get it. You want to raise somebody you like. I want to like him, though. I want to like him.
He hates me. He hates me, Mom.
We struggle sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't have to do with your music taste. But it does have to do with the fact that he's never seen the Grinch movie. It's in Cassie's top 10 movies all time.
I know. I'm very much aware.
And I think you would like it. I think you'd love it. I don't
think she will.
I know you really well at this point.
I think she would not like it out of spite.
Oh, it's too late for sure. But I think you would love it. Mm. If you didn't know.
She likes the Faith Hill song from it, but that's it.
Didn't know. What's that?
Where Are You Christmas?
That's a good song. You like that song? You like the movie. Coming back, there is no masculine way to eat a sweet treat. Mm-hmm. There are two ways to eat a sweet treat.
Okay.
You are dainty.
Yep, that's me.
And that's awesome. Or you are feral. Like Cole Watazek, our roommate. Mm-hmm. And I once gave him a glass of milk, and he was a sweet treat. Why, I don't know. He asked for one, and he downed that glass of milk like a feral hog. It was wild.
Was he slurping? Like,
he was choking on that milk. I couldn't believe it. This man is so feral, we had to give him his own cup. I have it right here in my hand. Cole's water. Do you know how many cups this man produces?
We actually did. We had to sit him down and say, you're using too many cups. This is your one cup. This is the cup you get to use.
And you know what? Fuck that guy. Want to know why?
Why? What'd he do?
When we were in high school, I would hang out. I'd come over to his house. Mm-hmm. One time, I came over. He's like, you got to try this new water we just got. Because they got like one of those water dispenser things that had the flavor burst in it. He's like, this is great.
What do you mean? The soda streams?
No, it was just like a Brita, but they had like water enhancer.
Oh, you could
there.
You could put like fruity shit in there. Yeah. My mom has one of those.
He made it taste like strawberry.
Yeah.
He's like, you gotta try it. It's delicious.
Yeah, okay.
And he gave me it, and I was drinking it. I'm like, you know what? This is not good. Mm-hmm. In fact, this tastes like really bad.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Mm.
Wasn't the water that was the issue. He gave me the goddamn cup they used to feed the dog wet dog food. I drank half that glass of wet dog food. And I said, Cole, why are there brown chunks stuck to the edge of the glass? Well, it wasn't a glass. It was color. That's why I didn't see it from the outside. And he said, I don't know. And he didn't apologize. Just like, sorry. I think he might have said sorry.
He definitely didn't.
And since that day, I've checked everything that he's handed me.
Dude,
I can't trust him.
I don't even let him hand me things. And I haven't even known him a year. I won't allow him to hand me something.
And you certainly wouldn't let him throw something to you.
Oh, never, never. That's a fact.
So
I don't allow most people to throw things at me.
Be warned. Be warned.
Yeah.
Look in your glasses.
But yeah. So there's feral.
There's feral and there's dainty.
And there's dainty.
A feral person would hand you their dog food cup.
Yeah.
A dainty person takes way too long to unwrap their cupcake.
Right.
Which is fair. I get crumbs on the ground. I'm somewhere in the middle, probably a little closer to feral.
You're more towards feral.
And I'm okay with that.
For sure.
Let us know in the comments. Are you dainty or feral?
Yeah.
Are you feral hog?
Yeah. Which one are you? I'm also very, on the topic of water real quick, I'm very anti-water with lemon.
Yeah. I
hate it.
My mom's the same way. She'll specifically request no water with fruit because sometimes they'll be like, oh, it's not a lemon, it's a lime. They'll put a lime in.
No. Every time someone's like, do you want lemon? I'm like, do not.
Why don't you like it? I don't get it. It's better water.
If you've worked in restaurants, you know that lemons are like the most contaminated things like in the restaurant.
Okay, well, that's a good point.
Like, I'm not going to do that. Because also, when they put a lemon in, unless you're at the bar, they're not using the tongs. They're grabbing it with their hand. They're throwing it in. And I just don't want it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just not about it. Also, it tastes worse. Just give me water. I'd rather give me a water or give me lemonade. I don't need that little bit. Save that lemon for like a fish.
A fish?
Yeah.
What?
You know how you put like lemon on salmon?
Oh my God. I thought you meant like a pet fish.
Oh no.
Like squeezing lemon juice into their water. Their eyes are going bloodshot.
Save the lemons for dishes. Like a lemon meringue. Make a lemon meringue pie.
I've never had a lemon meringue. I think I would love it.
I would love to have one.
I think it'd be really funny if we tried to make one.
We should make a lemon meringue pie. It'd be great. We argue about what meringue is.
I'll tell you right now what meringue is.
What is it?
It's that little foam you get from the sea that washes up on shore. And you put it on your face to make like a Santa Claus beard. That's meringue.
Oh.
But you make that in your...
I thought that was pollution.
Oh. No, I get those mixed up sometimes. You're right. That is pollution. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Here's my movie idea.
Mm.
I would present it to the people at Universal. Okay. When they say no, I bring it to Miramax, the guys who made Quentin Tarantino's films.
Got it.
I don't know if that's true. I just said it. Now, we cut long-haired guy in a basement. Mm. He's a little greasy, a little freckly. And he's got these plans on a desk, and he's shaking, he's excited, and he pulls up a big duffel bag. It's full of guns.
Okay.
He picks up the gun, and he goes outside, and you're like, oh, he's in Washington, D.C. This isn't good. He goes to the presidential speech that's being held wherever. Could be, you know, in front of the Lincoln Monument. This is some foreshadowing. This guy sets up. President Biden is giving a speech.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a shot at President Biden and he fucking kills him. Kills President Biden. Everyone starts going,
President Biden and not just the president. Like, you could have not made it the current president.
He kills President Johnson, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And he, and everyone starts going crazy. Yeah. They start going wild. They go, who did that? Who did that? And he immediately puts his hands up because he's like, I don't care. I want to get caught. No, everybody to know I did it. Because he's so against the politics of President The Rock. And they catch him and they bring him up on the podium and they go, congratulations. The Secret Service does this. Congratulations. And he went, what? He's like, they're like, you didn't know? He's like, no. An hour before, President Johnson had signed an order saying that if somebody kills me, they become the next president. It's the Santa Claus, but for presidents.
No way.
And now this guy has to finish his speech.
Oh. The guy that just killed him?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's funny.
And he's all greasy. He's like, I'm like, Mr. President, are you serious right now?
Yeah, yeah.
You have to get this. Didn't you know you have to get this? Go.
He's like, I didn't know. I just wanted to kill him.
It turns into a comedy.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. It's so serious at the beginning.
It's like the first 15 minutes like are really dark. Really dark.
I kind of love that idea. That's fantastic. Killed President Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And now you're president. Now you're the president.
Who's this played by? Who's the actor?
I don't know. Maybe
should it be a nobody?
I feel like a nobody would be perfect. Yeah. A nobody but they have like, I'm picturing them how Harry Styles looked in like the real parts of that movie he did with Olivia Wilde.
Don't
worry, darling.
Don't worry, darling. Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't watch it? There's these scenes of him like in real life and he's like, like freaky little dude.
Okay.
He would look like that, all greasy.
Okay. Okay.
And then he also has to start making up new laws.
Oh.
And he's like, He's like, I disagreed with that guy's politics, but I don't know how to fix the world.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, then why'd you kill him? We assumed anybody who would kill the president would have like really great ideas. They're that confident that they, you know. So like he's making up laws. Like I was hoping you could come up with one. I wrote one down that was like, children must work, but they must sing when they work. So he gets rid of like child.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I don't know, like maybe we need more people working.
He gets rid of child labor laws.
He gets rid of child labor laws.
That's funny. I like that.
But he's like, I want them to be happy, so we'll have them sing. That's how he like evens it out.
I like the flashback of someone, of the president giving the speech. He's like, yeah, well, I dare somebody to kill me. You know? Like,
yeah,
Like, the next person that kills me can be president. Yeah. and then they hand him something to sign. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. It wasn't real. That's good. That's really good. It's like, well, then maybe then his first question is, well, if somebody kills me, do they become president? Like, no, it's a one-time thing.
It's a one-time thing. Yeah, there was no extension clause.
Oh, maybe that ends up being like the plot is there is somebody behind who just is filling out everything somebody said, like the president says, and makes them all the laws.
Maybe.
So he's like, God damn, like I wish I could just have a hamburger whenever I wanted one. And then like he made it into a law. Yeah, but he's a genie. Oh, maybe like that. Maybe like that's the thing. Like it's like careful what you wish
for. Now you're just doing Aladdin. If Aladdin had just murdered the Sultan.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
I love it. I'm in.
You're in?
No, I'm in. I'll play him.
I think you do a great job.
I'll play him.
I think you would do a great job.
Okay.
You need to grow your hair out.
Okay.
Which can be funny.
I don't think I would look good, but I'll do it.
I love the role. Aaron, when his hair is too long, he'll do like this.
Yeah.
He'll do like his emo Aaron.
Yeah, I'll put it like forward and down my nose. And it looks good.
And I think it makes you laugh more than anybody else.
It's hilarious.
And that's why I like it.
It's undoubtedly hilarious.
It's really funny.
Thank you.
I think it's always funny.
Thank you.
Don't ever stop doing it.
I won't. Well, now I'm going to do it more often because I have to prepare for this role.
So this role, mm-hmm. the movie, what do we call it? Like the Santa Claus, the President Claus.
Oh!
That's good.
That's brilliant.
That's great.
Play on words.
I walked up to those words and I played with them.
You did. You're good at that. You're good at playing with things.
I play with words.
Yeah.
I use words like toys.
Yeah, you do.
And I play with them.
You do. Oh, we also have an album out.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of
writing words. We came out with an album on Saturday.
Yes. We had a new album of... Album in a day. I keep saying album of the day.
Album of the day.
It's album in a day.
Album in a day. Yeah. It's out on all streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm. Harry Monster.
Yeah, it's called Harry Monster. The album's called Harry Monster. Mm-hmm. The artist name is Jack Horner.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find it anywhere. And Aaron's on it. Aaron's friend Dave is on it. We love Dave. It's Max and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this one
is our best one yet.
Aaron wrote two great songs.
I got two on there.
Like two solid fucking songs. And then you improvised the melody.
Yeah. Lucas has some great songs on there. He also has possibly one of the funniest songs I've ever heard in my life.
He does whisper rap.
And it is... you have to listen to it. It's called Over Under. It's incredible.
Yeah, over / under. Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear. Like that kind of thing. But it's...
As I recall, it was a horror film.
It's a horror film.
Yeah. Yeah, you did that, and you killed it.
I did that. Thank you. I was surprised how well it came out.
Yeah, I've been listening to the whole album nonstop.
It's good. I feel like it's pretty good.
We did a really good job. We did a great job, which is weird because we were not in it.
Oh my God. We were all like...
We were all struggling that day individually, and when we were coming together, it was like, oh, I don't want to talk to people right now.
I couldn't. We were all holding each other up by like tent poles.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was tough.
It was really... This whole weekend was just like, oh my God. Everyone was struggling.
We're going to have a better weekend this weekend. I won't be here.
You're gone.
I'm going to have a good weekend and you're going to have a good weekend. Sure. We just won't be next to each other.
Sure. Okay.
I'm taking the bus with Cole to Boston.
No.
How do you think that's going to go?
Bring a throw-up bag.
You think he's going to puke?
You never know. What if he gets another bug?
Oh, he pukes.
He's not running to the back.
If he pukes on me, I will punch him. I don't care if he's puking. I will punch him as he's throwing up right across the chin. I will give him a black eye.
The good news is you'll have more bus tails.
Bus tails. I will have more bus tails.
So that's good. But
Oh. Cassie and I are walking a half marathon for cancer research.
Mm-hmm.
I have a goal of $330. If you know me personally, reach out. I can send you the link if you'd like to donate. Mm-hmm. By the time this episode comes out, this will have already happened. But the way the donation works is I have to pay that amount of money regardless. So if you wanted to donate after the fact, technically, like, the money would go to that. But you could save me money, I guess. I don't have that much.
Okay.
But yeah, or I could send you the link. I'm sure you can just donate right to the place if you would like to.
Yeah, of course.
That'll be cool. And I'll let you know how it goes. That's 13 miles of walking.
That's not bad.
It's doable. Very doable.
We live in New York.
Mm-hmm. Cass will be next to me. I'll just throw my headphones in.
Yeah.
Block her out.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to. No. How else are you going to get through it?
I could talk to her.
Mm.
I like her.
For 13 miles?
I like her a lot.
Yeah, but 13 miles?
I've never gone 13 miles with her.
That's true. You're about to.
I like
her
a lot.
This weekend, you're going 13 miles. This weekend, I'm doing my 13 reasons.
Oh, God. Yeah. If you're coming to the live show, be prepped. Because Aaron's going to lay it on you.
It's going to happen.
All three of them.
All of them. All right. Well, that's all that we got for today. Please subscribe. Please subscribe. Please, 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 please. We're so close to 500. Look at what he's doing to his face. We need you to subscribe. We're so close. So if you haven't already, subscribe. Also, like the video. Just press the like button. And, you know, that helps us so much. But thank you for listening. We will see you next week.
Hard to kiss like this.